Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. Dr. Mohler is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and one of the nation's leading theologians and cultural commentators. To get online with Dr. Mohler, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Now, here's your host, Dr. Albert Mohler.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Albert Mohler Program. It's going to be good to have a conversation today. You know, I've heard from many people looking at the polls. By the way, the New York Times is out with an article suggesting that millions of Americans are now all of a sudden reading the polls, wondering what do these things mean, trying to get a handle not only on the political equation, but probably some larger issues as well. You know, but I've heard so many people say, I don't know about these polls. I never get called. Who are these people who get called? Because how do we know if these polls are actually representative of anything or of anyone? Well, it's a matter of math. It's a matter of pretty sophisticated models used by some of these polls. And the people who are paying for these polls, whether they are the campaigns or people in the media, are paying for them because they believe they actually tell us something. Well, I want to reverse the question a little bit today and tell you that today I'm doing a poll. And I'm polling you. And the question is this. What is the most important issue in this election for you? Because when I think about what's going on in this election cycle right now, it appears to me in this 1 week period before the election, we have the opportunity to decide and probably the responsibility to articulate what we really see as the most important issue in this campaign. The phone number to join the conversation and to make your statement for this poll is 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. Obviously, I'm using poll here in a more informal sense. This is not scientific, but it is a live conversation. This is the place for intelligent Christian conversation where we're going to be talking today about what we believe, what you believe, is the most important issue in this election. When you're thinking about electing a president of the United States, what above all else are you looking for? Now, let me tell you what we don't want. This is not a poll about the candidate for whom you're voting. This is not a poll about who you wish might be voting. It's not a poll about any number of things other than this central question, what is most important in this campaign? What is the one issue that you consider to be more important than any other issue when you make the decision about voting for president of the United States? I'm glad to tell you the phone lines are heating up because a lot of folks evidently are ready to be heard on this issue. I hope you'll be heard too. Give us a call at 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. We'll get to those questions and to your responses in just a moment. First, a review of some issues in the news. While we're talking about polls, I have to tell you that one of my frustrations is that so much of the data given us in these polls is reduced to just a couple of numbers. Who is leading whom? One of the things I appreciate about more sophisticated polling analysis is that it tells you a lot about America and where we are. Not just about a presidential election and about two candidates and two campaigns, but about one nation with a good deal of diversity in terms of what can be broken out from these polls. Investors Business Daily every day is putting out a tracking poll. It's the IBD TIPP tracking poll. It's on day 12 of this tracking process, and it's really interesting. Now, the big numbers are that according to this overall tracking poll, Barack Obama is leading John McCain by 45.8% to 42.3%. About 3.5 points there, and 11.9% saying they are not sure. But there are some huge differences within the electorate. I think this tells us a whole lot. For instance, if you are an urban American, if you live in one of America's largest cities, 61% say they're going to vote for Barack Obama, and 27% say they're going to vote for John McCain. So there's a very urban advantage here, evidently for Senator Barack Obama. If you go to rural America, 32% say they're going to vote for Barack Obama, and 56% say they're going to vote for John McCain. So here's something we perhaps hadn't thought about before. It looks like, on a question as significant as who should be president of the United States, rural voters have a very different mentality and evidently a very different decision-making process than do those in the cities. There is a huge gender distinction. If you just take gender as a standalone issue, males right now, male respondents to these polls, and this is a poll of polls, you might be able to say, it tracks several polls together. It says here that 48% of men say they're going to vote for John McCain and 40% for Barack Obama. So if only men were voting according to this, John McCain would be winning in a landslide. Let's take the female vote. 51% say they're going to be voting for Barack Obama and 38% for John McCain. That I find very interesting. Now, in terms of, for instance, a more even detailed breakdown, let's look at women, differentiated between single women and married women. Single women are going for Senator Barack Obama by a differential of 60% to 28% for Senator John McCain. So more than twice as many single women say they're going to be voting for Senator Obama than for Senator McCain. But when it comes to married women, the numbers are exactly the same, 45%. Now, that tells me a great deal about what marriage means. At another point in breaking down this polling data, it's clear that parenting makes a big difference. For instance, if you are a parent, you prefer John McCain by 45 to 43%. But non-parents prefer Senator Obama by 47 to 41%. So here we have some very interesting analysis coming from the breakdown of these polling figures, because it tells us that we are a nation, yes, we are one people taking one big vote, but when you break down the constituencies here, there really is a lot of difference, a lot of differences, as a matter of fact, plural differences among Americans. Religion breaks down here, and of course, this is just self-reporting. This is just the person who's answering the poll or the survey saying, this is how I identify. Protestants are favoring Senator McCain by 50% to 38%. Catholics are preferring Senator McCain by a much narrower margin, 45% to 43%. Jewish voters prefer Senator Obama overwhelmingly. Now get this. According to this Investor's Business Daily tracking poll, Jewish voters prefer Senator Obama by 60% to 6%. In other words, only 6% of those who identified as Jewish voters said they're going to be voting for Senator John McCain. The other 34% said that they are at this point undecided. And here's another interesting one. The polls asked the question, do you display the flag in your home or at your home? Those who answered yes prefer Senator McCain by 50 to 38%. Those who said no prefer Senator Obama by 62 to 27%. Now, this is not exactly like getting a CAT scan of the body. Polls are only as good as the polling structure, the pool of those who are polled, the credibility of those who are asking the questions and those who are analyzing the data. Nonetheless, I'll have to tell you, when you start putting polls together and looking at how there is a general trend that develops and you start looking at how you break down these figures and find pretty clear differences within the population, I, for one, find them very, very interesting. What it tells us is that gender matters. It tells us that social location and home matters, whether you're living in urban or rural areas. It tells us especially that whether you are married or not matters. Marriage tends to make persons more conservative. Or you could say that more conservative persons tend to marry, because that's the way it comes out in the polling data. Parenting makes a difference. And you know, as a parent, I can certainly understand that. The moment you have a child, you have responsibilities you never dreamt of before. And when you have those responsibilities, they lead you in a more conservative direction. You are far more concerned about conserving the things that you believe will be important as structures and principles and realities in the culture for the raising of your children. We'll be tracking this along with Investor's Business Daily and trying to find out what's going on in this poll in order to get a handle not only on what's going to be happening in the election, but what this tells us about America. There's a very interesting article out in the Wall Street Journal concerning the youth vote. A lot of people very much aware that young people could determine this election. The key word there is could. And the reason why there is such a conditionality written into this is because even though right now younger voters say they prefer Senator Obama by an overwhelming margin to Senator McCain, they also turn out to be the people who are least likely to actually vote. Some of the analysis going on in this article, for instance, you have Republican strategist Alex Vogel, who says since 1968, there has been a long line of unsuccessful candidates who had staked their stuff on the youth vote. It's not exactly a reliable turnout. Well, will the 2008 election be different? That remains to be seen. But it is clear right now that if the youth vote were to produce actual votes, Senator Obama is leading Senator McCain among younger people by a margin of 56% to 29%. You know, a lot of people are ready for all this to be over. I have to admit that I'm really among them. The political season has been longer than ever before, and right now there's enough fatigue built into the conversation most of us are having about these things, that we are ready to move on to other issues. And that time will come. But right now, this nation faces a very crucial challenge, and it would be very artificial for us to act like this is not the issue that is front and center on the minds of so many Americans. They're the same Americans who say, I don't want to talk about this anymore, and then find that they talk about little else. We're going to find out a lot about the American people over the next few days, and we're going to find out a lot about this nation on November the 4th. I want to find out what you're thinking right now. What is the most important issue in this campaign? What makes the decisive impact on your vote? Give me a call at 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. You're listening to the Albert Mueller Program.
The Superior Gold Group, a precious metals firm, is proud to sponsor the Albert Mueller Program. You can get more information about buying gold at 866-432-8656.
Welcome back to the Albert Mueller Program. Just in the last few days, I had a man say to me, I've never been called by one of these pollsters, and I've never known anyone who did get called by one of these pollsters. So who are they calling? Well, the obvious answer is somebody else. And when you start looking at the numbers of Americans, it's really not surprising that most of us have never had that phone call. But here's the opportunity for you to reverse the equation. You call me. Give me a call at 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. I want to know what you believe to be the most important issue framing your vote for the presidential election in the year 2008. What is the issue you can't get past? What goes to the top of the list, the front of the line? What is the issue that is paramount in your decision-making process? The number 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. We're going to go fast here to get as many calls in as we possibly can. Let's go to Dale calling from Dolores, Colorado. What do you think, Dale?
I think that the main issue is the abortion issue. As a Christian, it's just sickening that we're killing 3,200 babies a day in this country. And so that's the number one issue for me.
Dale, you are not alone in that. As a matter of fact, I'll just go ahead and say, as listeners to this program already know, that's at the very top of my list. I can't get past the issue of the sanctity of human life and just get to other issues. Other issues are important to me, but I can't get past that issue, front of the line, top of the list. I think it's the most revealing and fundamental issue that we face. Thanks for the call, Dale. So let's strike one for abortion, the sanctity of human life, as the most important issue. Appreciate your call, Dale. Let's go to Fort Wayne, Indiana. Paul, what are you thinking?
I think it's character. Character will depend on the people you associate with and the agendas you try to push for your presidency.
Okay. I appreciate the word character, Paul. I think it's always, especially from a Christian perspective, essential that we get to the issues of character. Tell me, what in character are you looking for? I appreciate you gave two criteria. You said the issues that are promoted and the persons that one associates with. You know, if you're really asked to distill character down to the most important issue, how do you know the character of these candidates? Or what is the issue that says to you, you understand the character, so you have to go with candidate A rather than character B? What are those issues, Paul?
Well, you talked about abortion. In the past, Obama has pushed the abortion agenda so strongly, and he's promised Planned Parenthood that he's going to write the Freedom of Choice Act so there will be less restrictions on abortion. So that proves that his character is not there, or he wouldn't be shoving abortion down everybody's throat.
Okay, Paul, that's very helpful. And so we had a caller earlier, and that was Dale, who said that he thought abortion, the sanctity of human life, is the most important issue. Along comes Paul. Paul says character is the issue. And Paul's really helpful to clarify that character isn't separated from these other issues. In other words, where we stand or where a candidate stands on many of these issues is itself revealing of character. And the reason I really probed that a little bit is because I think when some people talk about character, they're thinking about reputation in terms of some of the basic issues of personal morality, in terms of telling the truth, in terms of keeping promises, in terms of maintaining marital vows and things like that. And we as Christians understand that all of those things are important. After all, we're the ones who believe on biblical authority that those who can be trusted with little are the ones who should be trusted with much. But character is also related to the issues. I appreciate Paul making that point. Let's go to Angela, listening on WFIA in Louisville, Kentucky. What do you think, Angela?
Well, in the last election, presidential election, I voted strictly based upon my moral issues. And this time it's changed. I'm voting because in 2005 my 61-year-old father died because he did not have insurance. And that's what the doctor said. If he had had insurance, he would still be here today. And this time around, you know, I feel very strongly, you know, I'd had my father with me if he had had insurance, and that happened under the Bush administration. And so that's the number one issue on my heart now is health care.
Well, I understand the emotional value of that for you, Angela. I appreciate your courage in sharing that. And I can just tell you right now, you're talking to a lot of people who feel the grief, very sweet but wounding grief that you have in the death of your father. Let me ask you, if the health insurance issue is the issue for you, then I assume that you believe that the government should provide that health insurance. How does that actually direct your vote? Because I don't want to make an assumption here. If health insurance is the most important issue, how do you factor that in? I mean, is there one candidate that to you is already clearly ahead of the other on that issue?
Well, it happened under the Republican administration, so I have to believe that we need a change. So I voted Republican in the last presidential election. This time I'm voting Democratic.
Okay, Angela, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your candor. I can't quite track the process whereby you came up with that in exactly the same way, in the sense that we do not have national health insurance in this country, and we haven't ever had national health insurance, so we didn't have it under Democrats or under Republicans. And by the way, I think for some good reason, I definitely want to see the opportunity for every single American to have health insurance. I just have to say, I am not one prone to trust the government to handle that well. I don't want the people that lose my mail responsible for healing me of diseases and just a whole lot of other issues built into a philosophy of government. But we ask, what's the most important issue to you? And Angela called and told us the most important issue for her is getting health insurance to people, and a very personal reason for that. And Angela, we respect your call and really appreciate you calling. The phone number to join the conversation is 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. I want to hear from you. What do you think the most important issue is for you in election 2008? From Leavenworth, Indiana, Sarah's calling. What do you think, Sarah?
Yes, Dr. Mueller. The most important issue to me is the abortion issue, and there's just no way I can get past that as a Christian.
And is that a new realization for you, Sarah, or as you know yourself, have you been pretty much always there?
I've always been pro-life, but it's just even more so. I mean, I was saved a few years ago, and that has just gotten stronger and stronger for me. And I don't understand, in talking to other Christians, their reasoning for voting for Obama when, you know, Scripture tells us that how precious life is.
Well, you know, I'm with you there, Sarah, in the sense that in the far bigger picture, it's hard for me to believe that anyone can really have even human welfare in mind or a concern for human justice in mind if you're willing to discount the very sanctity of human life, the dignity of what it means to be human. And I cannot think of any assault upon human dignity that is more evil and ugly than abortion. And I can't think of any judgment on this nation any more pressing than the fact that we have been satisfied. And that's the only way you can put it, because we are a democratic system of government, and it has continued. We have somehow been satisfied to see human life sacrificed by the millions on the altar of personal convenience. And I'm with you, Sarah. I'm right with you on that. That's the issue I cannot get past either. To join the conversation, to reverse the poll, this time you call and tell us what you think. Don't wait to be called. You make the call. Give me a call at 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. We've got a clear trend going on here, where at least the listeners to this program who are calling in say that the sanctity of human life is the predominating issue. If you have a contrary opinion, or if you want to amplify what's already been said, this is your opportunity to call. Give me a call at 877-893-8255. A lot of people right now, well, they're saying, I don't understand my own neighbors, maybe even some of the people who are close friends, in terms of how they're thinking this through. Well, you call and tell us how you're thinking it through. 877-893-TALK. Coast to coast and with listeners around the world, you're listening to the Albert Mueller Program.
You're listening to the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Or go to www.albertmohler.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Albert Mohler.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. We are reversing the energy in a poll this afternoon. We're asking you to call us and tell us what you think. What is the most important issue in framing your electoral decision in campaign 2008? The phone number 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. Let's go to Houston, Texas. Mary's listening on XM 170. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, well, good afternoon, sir. I would like to amplify why I believe that the abortion issue is the number one choice for me. If a man or a candidate does not value the human life of a newborn, he is not are going to value the life of an elderly or a poor or anyone else.
So you see the sanctity of human life issue as really focused on abortion, but extending to any number of other issues as well.
Yes, sir, because I see how a person's view of human life, I can see that trickling down to other things, down through the economy, down through the military, and health care, and insurance, and, you know, why on earth did any medical facility, why on earth would they let an elderly man pass away because he did not have enough money to pay for the treatment? There is obviously a lack of that precious man's value on his life.
I guess what I'm trying to figure out here, and you help me, Mary, is what do you want the government to do about that?
Well, that is a big question, and I I don't have the answers for that. I firmly believe that a leader of our country has to value human life.
Okay, well, I am absolutely with you on that one, and I appreciate your call, Mary. Thanks for calling from Houston. Let's go to Doylestown, Pennsylvania. John's also listening on XM 170. I'm headed your way, John. I'm going to be at Princeton later this week. I'm glad to hear from you there in Doylestown. What are you thinking?
I'll tell you what I'm thinking. That I, too, am pro-life. There's no question about that. But I don't think pro-life is just from conception to birth, where it seems to rest an awful lot. I think it's after that as well. For instance, that woman called and talked about her father losing his life, and if he had insurance, he would be alive today. Well, that's pro-life to me, that we do have affordable health care for all of our citizens. And I'll tell you what else is pro-life. Not being in a senseless war where people lose their lives. That's also pro-life. So when we talk pro-life, I just don't think we should just couch it just in the abortion issue. And I am against abortion. I'll tell you that right up front. I'm against abortion. I just don't believe in it. But there's more to pro-life than just the abortion issue.
Okay, John, I really appreciate your call. Let me ask you a follow-up question, if I may. When you talk about the war, and you're pretty forceful there in terms of your thinking about this war. Given your concern for the sanctity of human life, what would make one war acceptable and another war not? Or are you against all war?
Well, certainly not against all war. I mean, obviously, if you're defending yourself, you know, you have to defend yourself because, again, you're just defending lives.
Right.
So self-defense is defending life, too. But in this particular war, no, I don't think we should be in this particular war. I don't think that there was a reason to be. And that's something else that we have to look at.
All right, John, thank you so much for your call there in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. John's making an argument made by others over the last several years, kind of, in one train of thought, it's called the seamless garment argument concerning the sanctity of human life, that it extends beyond the successful live birth of the baby, which means opposition to abortion, to a whole range of issues that have to do with the quality and with the continuance of human life. An interesting argument, and there may be others who will share that argument. We need to pick up on that argument. They also have to come to a certain conclusion in issues like this as to the role of the government. And that's a big question. And I'm hearing a trend, at least from some in the culture, and certainly in terms of the conversations I've had with people around the country and conversation today, I'm wondering if there's a shift on that somewhat amongst the American people, and I wonder what that would mean. I want to know right now, though, what is the most important issue for you in the 2008 presidential election? What's the issue that you just can't get past? The one issue that stands above all other issues as the most determinative as you are thinking about your vote. The phone number is 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. Here's my promise to you. The election's coming on November the 4th, and you're not going to be asked this question on November the 5th. So let's be a good steward of this opportunity. And here's the opportunity for you to have your say. Give me a call at 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. You're listening to the place for intelligent Christian conversation. This is the Albert Mueller Program.
The Superior Gold Group, a precious metals firm, is proud to sponsor the Albert Mueller Program. You can get more information about buying gold at 866-432-8656.
Welcome back to the Albert Mueller Program. The phone number to join the conversation is 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. The topic is the question. What is the most important issue for you in election 2008? We're inviting you to reverse the poll. You may never have been called by a pollster before, so you call me. Tell me what you're thinking. We're always glad to hear from those who are able to contact us by email. You can always write us just at mail@albertmueller.com. Go to albertmueller.com, hit the mail button. It gets to us. I've got in my hands right here three responses. Cynthia from Hodgenville, Kentucky writes and says, the most important issue in this election is the direction in which this nation will be forced if this ultra-liberal candidate and a supermajority in the legislative branch is voted into office. A very clear statement here concerning the separation of powers and the concern about what would happen if indeed one party gains the kind of control some now think might happen in terms of not only the executive but also the legislative branches. Julie writing in said there's one most important thing this election, and that's human life. As a Christian, she writes, I must vote for the candidate who is pro-life, not pro-death for innocent babies. Very clear reference to abortion here. I love the way she introduces this. She says, this is one poll I would like to participate in. I, like everyone else I know, have never been polled in my life, she says, in my 55 years on this earth. Well, Julie, thanks for participating in this poll. We have also heard from another Cynthia who says, life is the most important issue for me. Another very clear statement about the sanctity of human life as the issue of greatest priority. You call and tell me what you think. The phone number is 877-893-8255 in Dodge City, Kansas. Steve's listening on XM170. Go ahead, Steve.
Dr. Mueller, good afternoon. You know, all these people are bringing up great, great topics, but we have to back up one step. Are we seriously considering giving the most important job in the world to someone who is totally unqualified, has absolutely no leadership experience and no executive experience? Doesn't it all start from there? Tell me what you think.
Well, I think leadership is certainly an issue. I want you to hang with me here, Steve. Don't leave me if you can hold for a minute. And you know, I think one of the big issues for leadership here is how all of these different levels of questions come together, because there are persons who have not had a great deal of experience in leadership who are thrust into leadership positions, and they're either crushed by it or all of a sudden something within them comes out. But I think leadership, like character, is also tied to what one would do. And, Steve, let me ask you a question. If you were to define leadership in terms of what you're looking for, and I really appreciate your call, you're adding something we haven't heard here before. When you're defining leadership, if your next-door neighbor said, what are you talking about, Steve, how would you define it in its essence?
I would define it as if one candidate is asked a question and he responds to it, I know that I'm hearing what he believes in his heart. Another candidate asks the same question, and I know that what I'm hearing is what his poll takers have told him he thinks I want to hear. It starts right there, the man making his own decisions, who's been through the fire, he's been tried and tested, and he made the right decisions to start with. Not somebody who's promising everything to everyone, because it's easy to make those promises if you know you never have to follow through on them.
I appreciate the call, Steve, and I appreciate your willingness to put some teeth into the definition of what you're talking about in leadership there. And it reminds me again of the conversation about character. You can't separate leadership or character from the direction one would seek to lead. And also, as you mentioned, just the basis in terms of decision-making and experience. Thanks for the call, Steve. And Miriam's calling from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, listening on XM170. Go ahead, Miriam.
Hi. The important issue for me is the abortion issue and the sanctity of life and the value that is placed on life, whether, and especially a defender of the unborn that has no voice.
Well, you have just given the unborn a voice, Miriam, and I appreciate that. Very well and succinctly said. Appreciate your call from there in Muscle Shoals. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky. John's listening on WFIA. What are you thinking, John?
Dr. Mueller, I think, bar none, the issue is abortion. It's intriguing to me that Senator Obama can say that he's not pro-abortion, but he's pro-choice, and that he cannot force his religious ideals on somebody else.
John, I appreciate your call. Just this morning, I was listening to a program on another network, and this particular program came out with a caller that called in to say the most awful thing you could do to a person. And it's one of those things you almost can't believe it when you hear it. So listen to me when I say exactly what this person said. It was a woman caller who said the most awful thing you can do to a person is take away their choice. Fascinating. You know, by the way, I think parents do that all the time. I think the government does that all the time. The government says you drive 55 and not 105. They took away my choice. I think in business that happens all the time. Someone says, I'm going to charge you $0.99 for that soda. I don't have a choice to make it 9 cents. What does it mean that the most awful thing you can do to someone is take away their choice? And what does that mean in terms of taking away their life? I think we have come to an altar, to a pagan altar of choice in this country. And I think it is fed by consumerism, where we're told you can have whatever you want. I think it is fed by the psychotherapeutic revolution that tells us that we are the center of all meaning. And I think it certainly is fed by those who are on issues of morality who say, you got to have a multiple choice question here. There can't just be one right and one wrong. There has to be some choice. I think that's a very revealing statement. I appreciate your call, John. Let's go to Tom. Tom, what are you thinking?
Yes, Dr. Mueller. My most important issue is the sanctity of human life. And in regards to that previous caller that spoke about the Iraq War also being a very important issue, it is. But you can't mix categories and compare life that's lost in Iraq to abortion, because the government has the authority. Even if we disagree with the war, the government has authority to wage war. But it never has the authority to kill innocent life.
Okay, now, Tom, I need you to expand that out just a little bit so I'm sure I understand you. Are you making reference to, I don't want to be dense here, are you making reference to this war as a war you do not support?
Oh, I'm not sure exactly if I do or not, but even if I didn't support the war, and that would maybe influence me to vote for Obama, I would still not vote for Obama because of the abortion issue.
Okay. Well, I think that's also helpful, Tom, because you've added another dimension to what we're talking about here, and that is within the pro-life position, not only do we have a hierarchy of big issues out there, whether it's the economy and war and peace and health insurance and sanctity of life issues and all the rest, but even within the sanctity of life issue, there is a hierarchy of some issues. And I received an email here from Jonathan, who was writing in saying that he can't vote for either of the two major candidates because of the pro-life issue. He says he had decided to overlook Senator McCain's support for some embryonic stem cell research until he just decided he couldn't do that because he has to be consistently pro-life. Well, I certainly want you to be consistently pro-life, Jonathan. I appreciate that. I do believe that the most important issue here is abortion. I believe if we can gain ground on abortion, then we can help America's conscience regain ground on the human embryo as well. I'm not willing to sacrifice the embryo, but we got to start where we are and push forward. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Albert Mueller Program. Very quickly, we're going to go to Peyton, Colorado. Imani's on the line. What do you think, Imani?
Well, I just think we need to think about what we want our country to look like in the next 4 years. And that we should vote based off of what we want our country to look like in 4 years from now.
And what do you think is the issue that for you is going to frame what our country is going to look like? In other words, is there one big issue out there in terms of that question for you?
The Supreme Court justice nominations are huge for me. I mean, all the life issues, everything we've brought up, health care, all of that stuff is going to come to the fore with these justice nominations and who we have sitting on the Supreme Court. With judicial activism, and we really need to be concerned about who we put in there and whether or not they're going to put people on the court that represent how we should handle the legal system in our country.
And Manny, thank you so much for your call, and I agree with you on that. As a matter of fact, I had a friend who told me that he's not voting for President of the United States, he's voting for Supreme Court justices. And I knew what he meant by that, looking at the 2008 election. We have run out of time. Let me tell you, though, we got up on the board Stephanie from Louisville, who wanted to say the most important issue is abortion, and Rick from Baytown, Texas, who wanted to say that for him, the most important issue is abortion. And to Stephanie and Rick, I'm sorry we don't have time to get you on the air today, but I do appreciate your call, and I hope you feel like your voice was also counted in this. So just taking a look at the calls that we got today, the responses, both by email and by callers live on the program, it is clear that the listeners to this program have said that abortion is overwhelmingly the most important issue. The sanctity of human life, localized on the issue of abortion, we had at least 12 who by email or calls came to say that's the most important issue. And that is heartening to me. It's also interesting that we had other responses, including health care. And we had more than one call and say health care is a sanctity of life issue. I certainly think that it has a lot to do with the sanctity of human life. When you think about the continuation of the human lifespan, because I believe the sanctity of human life extends all the way from the moment of conception until natural death. And we certainly have a responsibility to each other on the issue of health. And I want to see every single American have access to and the resources of health insurance. I have a real question as to whether I want the government to do that. And yet it is clear, and I wanted to just make this as an objective analysis, it is clear, I think that more and more Americans are looking to that, perhaps out of sheer frustration with the system that they have and know now. Also, some were calling saying that leadership's a very important issue, and character, one each on those issues. And when you think about leadership and character, I think the most important thing that came out in this conversation is that the callers who said leadership and character had particular teeth to those definitions. It's not just a generalized concern as to leadership skills, because you could point to many evil leaders who had leadership skills. It's what one would do with that leadership and what one would do with character. You know what's fascinating? Look at the headlines and consider what's missing. Not one caller said the economy. That's interesting in itself. I'll meet you tomorrow for Intelligent Christian Conversation. Thanks for listening to the Albert Mueller Program.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmoeller.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmoeller.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mueller Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.